Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I'm the producer, Gwen Berry, and today with us are Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and our presidential authority and author, Ronald Feynman. And thank you guys for being here.
Glad
nice to be
with
you.
You again.
Always a pleasure.
I apologize about our intro, gentlemen, because they messed my regular ones up. I have to figure it out every time. So.
Well, it's nice and brief today. That's fine.
I hope everybody out there who's listening, who's been a part of listening to our show for a long time, is safe and at home and doing what they can to keep themselves amused and healthy. This is a very it's a very trying time. Right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, 41,000 people dead as of today. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Just less than 5 weeks.
It just keeps rising.
It's going to reach the Vietnam War level this week, I have a feeling.
Oh, my God. I was watching Alicia Mendez before we got on here, and the last thing was like 39,000. It just keeps going up and up and up. Oh, that's scary.
About 2,000 more a day. So I think by the end of this week, it's escalating. It might be like 58,000 or close to like Vietnam, which took 12 years, you know, not 5 weeks or 6 weeks. Yeah.
And they had almost 750,000 people had come down with it. And,
yes.
Unreal.
Professor, that is just mind-boggling. That the amount lost in 12 years in a Vietnam active war zone, and here in this country because of inactiveness, inaction, improper taking precautions and doing protection of our population, that we are hitting the numbers in 5 weeks that
it's
it took 12 years in a war zone in Vietnam.
It's general political incompetence, and it's gone too far, and I don't know what the Democrats think they're doing, but if I were the Speaker of the House, I would contrive anything and grab the Sergeant-at-Arms and muster his crew and march into 16 Pennsylvania Avenue and put those bastards under arrest. And I don't care who says what about what I'm saying right now on air, but I put those motherfuckers in a deep, dark hole.
Yeah,
I would.
It is what it is. And the thing is, and now, of course, you know, we've just seen a lot of Lansing, Michigan, even my beloved Columbus, Ohio, had the most extreme elements with their military-style AR-15, rifles, military-style rifles and stuff, banging on government administrative doors, demanding that we open up our state right now, all because Trump tweeted this stuff. This is my liberty. You know, you're taking. I have the right to go out and catch the virus and die. And the thing is Trump thrives on this. His numbers kind of go up when he does this crap.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's also Republican states like Ohio, Maryland, and Massachusetts, not just Democratic-run states. And these people like Hogan in Maryland are protesting that the president's wrong and that he's not doing enough, you know, to help the states.
Well, the thing is, and I can speak with this because I actually saw a little bit of it firsthand here in Annapolis. And, what they did is they drove through with their trucks and, you know, whatever, you know, their Trump flags. And they did have one little group, you know, standing there with their own cameras. You know, they called the news agency and stuff, demanding that Hogan, he has a Republican governor, but he knows that this is a very serious situation. He was one of the first ones to proactively shut the state down, along with the governor in Ohio, to protect
Mike DeWine, who's no liberal, believe me, but he's doing the right thing,
Right. And I'll say for Hogan, I will give him, he is a moderate, he's palatable. But anyway, long story short was.
Yeah, well, father, the same name, was one of the seven Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee who voted to impeach Richard Nixon. So his father was courageous, and his son is courageous.
Right. Well, I, you know, under like the Ron Weiss comedy statement in one of his acts was, I had the right to remain silent. I did not have the ability. Well, I was driving through Annapolis. The rally had been over. But
you
one
told
of the guys
me what you,
truck there
what you said.
Was standing outside. He had his big old flag, Trump flag and stuff. I rolled down the window and I told him, I said, Trump sucks. And he just pretended like he didn't hear me. He just kept his head down. And then after I got by him, I thought, oh, I sure said. I can't imagine. Trump's a piece of shit and so are you. That's what I wanted to tell him. But should I need to go back and tell him that? But I, my wife was already scolding me for being that outrageous. So I decided to call back to the home.
That, yeah, that's how you catch a virus too, buddy. You should stay in your car, ignore the ignorant, and keep moving along.
And that's what I should have been more positive because, again, the whole thing was here in the state of Maryland, and these protesters, they didn't make up a dozen vehicles. There wasn't a dozen of the protesters who got out and had the cameras in front of them.
Well, they didn't do it
in
Michigan. It was much,
right?
Much more of a real mob descending upon East Lansing and Governor Whitmer. So they're thinking that she might be hurt in the whole contest as to who might be VP. I think it actually helps her, but you don't know, you know, what's going to happen.
You never know. It's so unpredictable. And it's infuriating to see what these idiots are out there doing. And they think they're being big, tough guys out there. I don't believe in this crap. Ignorance reigns supreme in the far right ranks. Those people are out of their minds.
And I saw that some people said, if I get it, I don't worry about it. I'll overcome it. And he might, but it's playing a gamble. He seems to think he can overcome nature. We all are going to die, and we don't want to promote it sooner. We want to make it later, not sooner.
Yeah, that's right. And what a stupid idea.
Excuse me, you guys are talking over each other.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
let me interject this here. Well, let me interject this here. Professor, you're right. He may catch it and may survive, but it's who does he pass it on to that won't survive.
That's correct.
Right.
That's
yeah.
the problem.
And I want to just say that I always had great health until 2004. I had open heart surgery, quadruple bypass. And when I was told I had four blockages, I couldn't believe it because I had always been healthy, never had anything. And suddenly I realized, my God, we're all mortal. And I realized you can't take your health for granted.
That's true.
You know what, guys? I have a nephew who is a first responder in a hot spot. West Palm Beach and in Palm Beach County is a hot spot in Florida, and it's growing. It's
starting
to peak. And he's in there in the middle, and you get some son of a bitch like this in the street, or a woman or man who is acting this ignorantly. They can cause enough trouble that it can spread the virus. And to first responders, I don't care if it's a cop. I've already lost a member of our Daughters of ISIS family. My good friend Donnie's brother, the first cop in the state to die from corona, from COVID. And you get a cop like the guy in Davie who says, you know, well, it was because he was gay. You just want to tear people up over this. But the point is we can't tear people up. We have to be kind. We have to be outgoing to one another. We have to be of service to our neighbors and to the people who look to us to even hear a little Sunday chat show where they might hear something positive. You know,
right.
Like a lot of people seem to be rallying around Biden now, and Biden seems to be changing a lot of his ideals as far as the progressive platform goes because he wants to bring people together.
Yep.
That's
yes.
what is being said. Yesterday I was shocked because AOC backed him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
that was quite
it's an alternative. No, it's not perfect, but he's better than Trump.
That's right. And that's what I was saying last week. And
that's what it comes down to. Now it's a question of ideals. It's the alternative, you know.
Exactly. You nailed it.
And he's got a decent humanity about him. Whatever you say about him on the issues, he's a humane person and person of empathy and concern about others. He always has, but it's not like this is something just coming on now. He's always been.
Well, it's. yeah, his empathy has also allowed him to be a compromiser when he didn't, when he could have stood firm instead of giving in. I admire the guy's empathy. I always have, and I've never thought of him as someone who was too touchy-feely or anything like. I thought he was a natural human being with a great heart. I don't care for his ancient platforms, but right now,
the alternative is worse.
Between now and November, though, I'm very worried. I'm very worried about what can happen to this country. Between now,
I'm also
November.
Concerned that he himself, Biden, and whoever his VP candidate are in danger of threats. You know what I'm getting at without saying much more, because it happened to Robert Kennedy, and I think there's enough people out there, somebody will say, let's get rid of so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it could even include the president and the vice president, by the way, but they're more protected.
Yeah.
But they could serve as there, but I worry that it's not going to be enough protection.
Why don't they just get rid of that son of a? Why doesn't some strong-hearted lefty go into the basement and grab daddy's gun? I mean, you know, I'm
we have a different mindset. We're just not
that's
made
right.
of that character.
That's not
us.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
Also, if the lefty, as you say, does it, that would only hurt many people say, oh, see the left, they killed the president
exactly.
or the vice president.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't really want that. I would think it'd be more somebody who's a right-wing wacko who might decide to go in and do something, not against our side, but their side, because a lot of those people are lunatics and they don't have normal brains, you know?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Listen to me, gentlemen. There's this, too. We have between now and November, and you guys opened up the show within one day how many bodies have piled up. You realize they're going to have open fires going next, crematoriums. Being
good
used.
God.
It's that serious. It's not, this is not a thing that's, you know, this and another thing, people are not paying attention because they hear the word pandemic and they've heard it a lot of other times about Ebola and SARS and they've never been touched by it. They hear the word virus and they're less interested than pandemic or anything else. Just once walk up to them and say, what about the word plague don't you get? This
there
is
we go.
A plague.
There you
this
go.
This is a plague.
Yep.
And it is rolling across the globe. And it's not
and all
that
they
it's
have
already
to do,
starting up again.
All they have to do, Gwen, is look at the map that shows every single state inundated with multiple red dots. You know, it's just ignorance reigns supreme among the right wing.
Really. That is really bad. You got a federal judge here in Kansas that is blocking the limitation on religious gatherings. I mean, where does that come from? What kind of an idiot is she? You got to get in her face and say, listen, bitch, this is the plague. If they use those terms, it would get people to turn their heads around, but the media won't use it because it'll scare people.
Yeah,
and I get that. I get that.
Yeah, I also saw there was this Louisiana pastor who has big crowds at his sermons, and he's asking everybody to donate their $1,200 money, the $1,200 from the government to his ministry. Can you believe that?
That guy should be put in jail immediately.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that isn't religious freedom anymore.
CNN,
that's graft.
That is graft. And as soon as the FBI is not trying to protect this agency or that agency. Can you imagine what's going on really in D.C. right now? If you have any idea on how this government works, it is the largest clusterfuck in history is going on in D.C. right now. Because
it's being led by an incompetent guy that doesn't understand it in the least. He just thinks he does.
A bucket.
He doesn't care about people.
It's not just Trump. It's everybody he's placed into his perimeter there.
Did you hear that his daughter-in-law and also the girlfriend of his other son are both getting $15,000 a month?
Yeah. That
the Republican National Committee? Because they go on a phone call and say hello to somebody who's contributing or something? That's just unbelievable, and they get away with it.
Immediate removal. Immediate.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. It's going to take jackboots. It's going to take jackboots and handcuffs in the end. I'm looking for the bookie. It's going to take jackboots and handcuffs in the end.
And I hope that happens, and I hope he never escapes.
Well, I just want to point out, tomorrow is the 20th of April. It's 9 months to the inauguration, and it's 6.5 months until the election on November 3rd. That's how close we are. 198 days are left.
Can't come soon enough.
Yep.
It really,
I'll interject. I'm sorry. And I'll interject here. Well, you were talking about, the atrocities, those that were committed by Iran. You were talking about whipping up the aspects of committing crimes, basically atrocities against other people. One of my favorite quotes from Friedrich Nietzsche is, "There's been more atrocities committed in the name of obedience than has ever been committed in the name of rebellion."
Yeah.
And that's the problem we're going to be running into here. These people,
I don't really want to quote Karl Marx because I don't necessarily agree with his ideas, but he did once say that religion is the opiate of the masses, where people stop thinking. You know, and in that regard, he was correct.
Absolutely, without question.
It does take a balance within the person. It does take a balance to be a spiritual human being and also be a person of good foundation. Three R's and sciences. It really does.
I know, and that, we should, and keep this in mind. Michelle Obama said it best, is when they go low, we go high.
Yeah, very good point. Mm-hmm. He had a good ringing endorsement of Biden.
That's worked out real well.
He had a 1 minute endorsement of Biden that was quite well done, I thought.
Yes.
Of course, he's a very good man.
It made my little sister cry, and she said, "I want Obama back so bad." And she said, "I know I'm being
ridiculous."
So many
do, my God.
Well, she was angry earlier today, Gwen, when I called. What was that all about? Was that a reaction to? Was that a reaction to what was on TV?
Yeah, she was watching the news, and it takes you on a roller coaster ride for a minute. I don't watch much news anymore. I read my news. But there are times I watch Rachel. That's all I watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My sister, she'll kick on the MSNBC maybe twice a day and watch for a little while to see. But everybody tunes out when they start coming from the White House because it's nothing but watching him pull his punt all that time.
The problem is he often does it at dinner time, and it makes it hard for me to eat.
Oh, exactly.
Why would you watch it? I mean, really, why would you watch it? Why would anybody watch this asshole?
Well, you
got to
know what you're attacking. You've got to know what you're attacking.
Yes, you do need to know. Yeah.
And it's a pity, but it's the way it is. And he is worthy of attack. I am not an extremist, but my blood boils to the vanishing point when that son of a bitch starts lying constantly on TV.
18,000 lies to Washington.
A lie.
Yeah, fun in his presence.
That's why I don't watch him. My blood pressure rises. It's bad for my health, and I don't do it. I can't do it. Not if I want to survive this.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I have to be
a healer at my bench all week long with people who are calling in with their issues and asking advice about this or that and expecting me to come from a more spiritual perspective than one that's based in the bullshit that's flying outside their door. A little grounded.
We are committed. We must survive this. Justice demands that we all survive this horrible plague. And we have two plagues. One sits in the White House, and one is the virus that's out there.
You're right.
Well. The thing is that, I just have come to the conclusion of come what may, I will do my best daily. But there has never been a time when the word tomorrow is promised to no one has been more apparent. Because it doesn't matter even if you're in your home right now on lockdown. If you're getting a delivery and something is, they say it can live on paper for 2 hours or whatever, you just don't know.
They don't know.
And so you have to, and their autopsying of these bodies
victims.
has brought really frightening information back about the cause of death, and I can't even read it all. It scared the hell out of me.
Oh, it
is.
It's horrific.
I can't.
You know, they are working and they're getting some limited amounts of success early on. This is very early, but on some type of remedy for it. And I praise their efforts, and so far they've seen some encouraging results, but it's too small a sample. They can't determine anything from it yet.
I was going to, Jack, let me interject here real quick. The amount that has shown a positive reaction to these little bit of trials of medicine would be the same ones if you gave them a sugar pill and it was nothing more than a placebo.
Oh, that's too bad.
See what I'm saying? In other words,
I know what you mean.
That lupus medicine and things like that, right? And I took that, and along with a combination of others, and this is it's snake oil.
That's why
it
they need so many more people to be tested.
Pardon me. You just mentioned snake oil on the blender show?
No. Yours is real stuff. I'm talking about trunk snake oil.
Oh, snake oil, baby.
Oh, no. You're not going to get...
And that reminds me, I am doing a full-blown commercial for Daughters of Isis here. I have been sending out little boxes to all over California, up to New York City. I've sent to our people and Roundtree. I've sent everywhere that I can get up to money to send boxes of the Thieves Oil Spray. You use that on your mask when you go out, and any of it hits the contact point of your mask, it'll kill it. You have to do it every half an hour while you're out, but the Thieves Oil Essential Oil Spray kills the virus on contact. Doesn't have anything.
If you can find a way to mass market that stuff, you will soon become a trillionaire.
I am pouring it. I am blending it and pouring it out there for people, and getting the word out best I can on social media. But I have an inexpensive package and of a little sprayer that you can carry in your pocket with a refill bottle that should last anyone, even someone who's working on the front lines. And I sent this to two different places where they're medical workers, and they're going to go in. One's going to Detroit. The other one's going to New York out of Oregon.
Great.
I've sent to people who are working frontline. I gave my mailman one. I mean, just doing what I can because that's my job.
Yeah,
and
that's all you can do.
It does work. It's on contact. It's how those boys crawled through Marseille and stole off of the corpses of the plague victims and got away with it because they protected themselves. And when you see those doctors, those plague doctors, which that's where the word quack comes from, with those masks, those beaks are filled with herbs and cloth that is drenched in these essential oils. And the hats and the coats have been put into vats and let drip dry of orange, cinnamon, lemon, rosemary, and there's one other there besides mugwort. There's one eucalyptus, and the herbs put in and boiled into a vat and a hot vat of water, and then the clothes were dipped. Those coats were dipped in it, and that's why they wore those long coats. I mean, there's a reason for these things. There's a reason those guys were the healers running around, you know, ministering to people without getting it.
You're talking about the Venetian mask with the long pelican beak or bird-like beak noses masks. Is that what you're talking about?
Filled with herbs and cloth, clean cloth that had held the essential oils. And this prevented them from contracting. Because that filter killed the virus as they were breathing.
Yeah.
It didn't allow it to get into their...
You are absolutely right.
I know. This is my gig, buddy. I've done the research, and hell, I probably crawled around Marseille with these boys. But the thing is that it works, and it's a natural plant remedy, and it has a strength to it that that works in a proper way right now to repel not just the virus, but it's the scent of it is crisp. And it keeps you mindful. So that's a plus, too. When we're keeping focused, when we're out there, and we're not thinking, you know, because you can lose your head and forget. Don't scratch your face, you know. You can lose your head. You're wearing gloves and you've touched stuff in the grocery store. You take those gloves off the minute you get out of there and put them away to be, you know, thrown away.
Right.
You don't reuse those things. It's basic. If you touch something that's infected, and then you touch another thing that's infected, and it just goes on and on. Your best glove is really the epidermis, and you wash your hands and wash your hands.
Absolutely.
And remember not to touch your face.
Absolutely. Your eyes, the sensitive parts of the soft tissues like around your eye, your nostrils, or the inside of your mouth.
But it's very hard not to. That's the problem.
Well, that's true. That's true. But you have to be mindful. Yes,
you have to be mindful. You can't go out there running around, you know?
Yep.
You have to be a responsible citizen now. And if you're going to go out, then you mask up. And if you're going to the grocery store, you may want to glove up. But what you do is you look for, they have senior hours where you can get in at certain hours to the public.
It's 7 o'clock in public, Tuesday and Wednesday. Yep.
Yeah, you go then and you follow there because they have a whole set of rules. They have arrows on the floor and everything. And if you're susceptible, you want to be especially careful and wear a mask that is going to cover your nose and mouth very well.
I just saw Walmart is going to check everybody's temperature as they're entering. That's, boy, what an undertaking that would be.
Well,
good
not
God.
Only Walmart, but there's several places now doing that. I mean, that's been done. That was doing that over in South Korea, I think. It didn't start here. It didn't start here. It started in other countries.
South Korea really set
the
standard of how to deal with this virus. I mean, they really had a great success.
Yes, they have so far. They haven't eradicated it, but they've slowed the growth tremendously, you know.
Are we talking about Korea?
South Korea, yes.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, but they're also seeing, because some areas opened up a little too soon,
right.
A second wave of this coronavirus coming back at them.
Not good.
Yes.
So that's what these people, when these people are coming in and demonstrating, they're new to open it up now and stuff, they have no idea what kind of an exponential pandemic attrition that would cause this country.
They're aiding mass murder, really, if you boil it right down to what it is.
That's
exactly
well
what it is.
That pretty well covers it, Jack.
Yep.
Pretty well covers it.
Yep.
And for the president to say there's no need for more testing or there's enough testing and all the governors are demanding more, it's just beyond belief.
This government has screwed the governors so badly that
one of the big people to blame. Another blame game.
Yeah, it's just tragic what's gone on. But there are
the WHO governors. Who's next? You know.
Well,
of course, blame Obama for everything.
Oh yeah.
He's kind of run out of ends there, but he does. He does make a point of trying to blame the past administrations, which, to be fair and honest, they were pretty well stocked up against pandemic. They had things, mechanisms in place, and including George W. Bush.
He also was involved in that.
Yeah.
And not
Trump
just Obama.
Didn't handle it at all.
George W. Bush looks brilliant now, doesn't he?
Wow.
Who would have ever
said? I thought I would never hear anybody say.
he also is a person who at least has some decency by himself.
Yeah.
He's not,
oh,
he's
yeah,
not
an true.
Obnoxious
yeah.
person, you know?
Yeah.
I would say yes. Dick Cheney was the Trump.
Oh,
bastard.
Dick Cheney is really the intelligent Trump.
Yeah.
Much more, which makes him more dangerous, actually, in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good point.
I see now, just looking online, Dr. Ben Carson, oh my God, says 98% of coronavirus cases recover and we can't operate out of hysteria. Can you believe this?
Well, he's a moron from the word go.
And 2%, like was it Dr. Oz, I think, or Dr.
Yes.
Dr.
Well,
Phil?
Dr. And,
2 or 3% of kids going back to school, if they,
Dr.
you know,
Phil.
If you lose him, 60 million children, you realize that's talking about 1.5 to 2 million children?
Yeah.
I mean,
those guys are just—they're just like Trump. They're flapping their mouths to get attention. That's all they're doing. They're worth it.
They're willing to just sacrifice kids' lives and grandparents' lives. You know,
yeah.
Amazes me.
Anything to be controversial and get noticed. These people are sick.
And Carson is long. He once was a great brain surgeon. Oh, but boy, he's past that.
I don't know. I will quote Gwen Holden Baring, a very bright lady who I have a lot of respect for. He said, I think he was a savant. He was good at that and dumb and
yep.
dog shit and everything else.
Good
because
point.
The pyramids were nothing more than grain towers. I'm sorry,
yeah.
The pyramids are solid rock. They're,
yeah, he did say that, Carson. Yeah.
Solid rock.
Oh, my God. And he's an expert on housing, huh? When's the HUD department? Has no concern about the poor.
Just like Betsy DeVos is an expert on education, give me a break and let me puke right now.
And she and her family have been stirring up the trouble against Governor Gretchen Whitmer because I think they're trying to harm her possible VP candidacy. You know?
Yeah, they don't like her. They don't like any Democrat. Those people are vicious. They're ruthless and they're stupid and they have no business in government, period.
Yeah, I see at this moment, as we're doing this, guess who's on the screen? Trump having his daily press conference. Oh, my God. I'm glad we're on this instead of me watching that.
Turds are shooting right out of his mouth because all he does is talk shit.
Can you hear me? Can you
hear
me?
I can hear you now because I made a statement. I said, is Gwen still on the line? Because I totally missed you. I wouldn't hear you at all.
Gwen actually got cut out. We've been being monkeyed with from the phone lines.
Weird.
And I had to call back in instead of being hooked up, but I can still run things this way. I'm calling in. Wow. It's crazy, but that's what's happening.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we are being watched, listened to, or whatever with this administration.
Yeah, you never know.
Well,
it could be.
I don't think they have the time or the people, but there's a lot of
or the brains.
Nasty people. There's a lot of nasty people out there who are supporters of
it. Yeah.
And so, you know, it comes like that. It comes like that.
Well, it's a big wide world, and there are a lot of idiots in it, and there are a lot of very good people too. And we try to be the good people that are kind-hearted and looking out for others rather than just ourselves. And we value science over ignorance, and you know, I think we're on the right track. I think they're on the wrong track.
Well, you know,
yeah,
I've always been really trying very hard to keep open to especially call-ins. I've noticed in the last month or couple of months that, you know, you can get nasty call-ins, and I don't think that anybody really appreciates that, although we've been very frustrated and we've let our frustrations out on our political venue. It's like you say, Jack, the world is filled with good people. They outweigh the bad.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been aware of that because no matter where I've traveled in this world, there were always more kind people, more good people. More
right.
fun
oh, yeah.
people than there were nasty bastards. So,
and look
so
at all these medical people who are volunteering coming from all over the country to New York and to New Jersey and to Louisiana.
Perfect
you know, they're sacrificing possibly their lives, and it's not their regular job, but they're volunteering to help out.
Perfect
yeah.
example.
They're coming out of retirement, too.
Yes.
Yes.
It's astounding. New York doctors who are retired are going back into the emergency rooms and the wards. I mean, the sacrifice that's going on by so many people, and that's what angers me, is when people get in the streets and put our first responders into such harm's way. I mean, first responders that are the cops who are going to have to go in and deal with them. And some of them may be atypically carrying the COVID virus. That's just the truth right now. And until we get all the testing that needs to be done out there, or a viable vaccine onto the shelves. And that's another thing that frightens me. Who is going to oversee vaccination on such a huge, huge amount on a global level? You have to have the World Health Organization on your
absolutely
team.
Without question.
Yeah.
Well,
and what if they develop this in Germany or Italy or Japan or Korea before we ever get near it? What's going to happen with a hanyak like that son of a bitch at 1600 right now in charge? The guy who sent somebody over to try and buy the rights to the vaccine. I mean, come on.
Oh, God almighty.
That's
about his speed,
here
isn't it?
That's what he's about right there. That is what he is about.
Well,
you know,
I still
want
to believe in divine intervention.
Well, Glenn.
Maybe. Let's hope.
On God.
I think this is the right thing. I think that we are seeing a form of divine intervention. I think nature itself and the consciousness of nature has said, okay, enough. Mother has risen. You know, this planet is breathing easier. Our ozone is repairing itself. Mother is not being scorched as much. And you think that the animal kingdom doesn't know something's up? They're coming into our yards. They're venturing in because they're curious what is happening here, you know, and what's up with humanity.
It's good, but let's hope humanity is
fast.
Bright enough to recognize this and do something about it rather than just returning to normal right away and doing the same old thing all over again. I have mixed
that
emotions about that.
That depends on your leadership. Yeah, that depends on your leadership.
That's true.
And basically what's going to happen is, in my opinion, it's going to come down hard and fast again, and there's just no saying what's going to happen between now and November. And if things roll along as they do, you know, only the good die young. And, I mean, that sorry SOB was with all those infected people at Mar-a-Lago for a brunch before they were all tested from Brazil and here and there. They were all tested positive. And he could be a Typhoid Mary right now walking around with media people.
I call him COVID Donald. That's my name for him, COVID Donald.
I mean, you know, and of course he hasn't had any symptoms. You know, that's like, wow, talk about your, you know. But I am being guided. My inner guidance tells me to trust. Just trust. Do your best. And trust, because we have nothing more. We really have nothing more.
That's true.
We can send in our votes. We can rally that up. We can send in our votes. But all of this blaming and all of this anger and all of this high blood pressure, it doesn't get us too far. And yet, I can read what Ron's writing. He writes some very standard, plain information. And I can fill up on that. I can read what the media is publishing, and I can fill up on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to listen to Donald Trunk, as one gal down here calls him. Trunk, what's he doing now? I'm mad. This gal on Instagram, her name is Mrs. Niecy. It looks like Miss Nicey, but it's Ms. Niecy. And she's an African-American lady who lives right actually here in Port St. Lucie. And she does these tirades, these little rants on Instagram that'll make you laugh. But you realize beyond it the seriousness of what she's saying. You know, enough is enough. What are you doing? How crazy are you? I mean, it just, and all the time she will probably be toking a joint. You know, I'm just having these children know, oh, no. You know, it's like, it's very humorous, but it also is making a point that something has gone really bad. And ordinary people are having to deal with it every day. Ordinary people who put their kids on school buses every day. Ordinary people who go in and work for the phone company, ordinary people who go to their jobs each day. And how about these frontline people working in grocery stores? And
they're the most
volatile of our communities right now. And when you get a delivery at your front door, or you go in with your mask on, all gloved up or whatever, to buy your groceries, you have to thank these people from the heart. You have to look them in the eye and say, thank you for what you do every day.
They are the real American heroes right now. Worldwide heroes.
That's right. Really, really. And they're not getting paid crap. And when it comes time for the medicines to come down, who's going to get it first, do you think?
Oh, Big Pharma.
Who do you think?
Big Pharma.
Yeah, like
well,
small businesses are not
Biden
getting enough.
Office,
it's all the corporations all the time. It's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, they're greedy.
You put Joe Biden in office, you got to hope and pray that he's seen the light now and he will make sure that that kind of a travesty does not happen. That's,
I'm certain it would not.
Right,
I agree. I agree.
I'm not certain of anything. I will say this, and I said it the last time we were on air. You know, this virus is taking an uneven in the genders. It's very uneven. It's taking twice as many men as it is women.
Yeah.
And that's not a that is a clear message to me that something has gone wrong. Because, you know, I do talk about how wrong patriarchy is, and you can see its fruit right now. However, I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about a mindset, a conquer and divide mindset, a resource-gathering mindset, the I am king mindset, or might because I got it. I'm right because I got the might. This is not might for right. This is right for might, you know? I mean, it's the opposite. You know what I'm saying?
It's primitive versus reasoned, and primitive way too often wins. But you can't say for sure. That's the terrible thing about this virus. It is so uncertain. We just can't draw any real factual conclusions. We can only wait and watch and hope for the best.
The only thing is, one thing that stands out is minorities, particularly Latinos and African Americans, are a very large percentage of those who are dying. And I think it relates to poverty and to crowded conditions in cities and all that, you know, and health problems.
There are frontline people. They are the majority of our frontline people, the delivery people, the people who work in the grocery stores, the people who are doing deliveries for the pharmacies. These are all, a lot of them, black and brown people. I give them everybody I can. Walking, as long as I got the glass and the oil, I'm handing them little bottles of thieves oil, and I tell them, you know, spray it on your mask because it kills the virus on your mask. And most of them walk away thanking me. In fact, one gal came back from the pharmacy. She gone through her bottle, said, can you refill this? I said, anytime.
Cool.
I mean, these minorities are being affected because of how we treat them. And now I don't even want to think. I sat down and cried about the First Nations and what they're facing right now on the reservations.
Yes.
I just sat down and cried.
Oh, they've been discriminated against for years and years and years. ever since the white man first stepped foot on the soil.
It's a disgrace, and also the migrant children that are in camps because of Trump.
Oh, that's another thing. Oh my God, that's horrible, and that's getting worse instead of better.
And let's not forget. Let's not forget our brothers and sisters. They're human beings in jails right now.
Yes,
oh, yeah, that's
human beings. And not all of them are sick, crazy fucking murderers.
No, right,
they're not.
Right.
A lot
and some of them not even convicted yet. They're in trial. They can't pay bail or they're in prison. You're right.
No, they've been released in peak areas. In New York, in L.A., in Detroit, they're being released on their own.
Not in Florida, though. Our lovely governor doesn't.
No. it's just horrifying. But I would step up and bitch if they let Manafort out.
But they did.
Oh,
let,
I would agree.
They let Cohn out, though. I saw.
Yeah.
You wait till the last day of Trump's term. You're going to see
massive
releases of
massive
criminal bastards.
Absolutely.
Not if they're incarcerated, and COVID peaks in that jail. Ain't
well,
that
we
the
never know.
Glint of the bad? That's mm-hmm. Glint of the terrifying coming out, and that's who I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Not if they are in jail. So you don't let Manafort out. You don't let Stone out. Stone is going in.
Oh yeah.
Don't let
him
out. Yeah, put him in Rayford.
Yep.
Let him sit. You know, they're trying to socially distance in jail. You know what that's like, to be confined like that and then have to put yourself in a self-isolation? They're in hell. They're in hell.
Yeah, some of the cells are only like 3, maybe 4 feet wide.
Right.
And you have bunk beds of two people in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so once you have like a single wide bed of 30 inches, you know, you've got like 6 inches, maybe a foot at best. Between the bread rail and the wall.
And COVID will spring through that faster than a wildfire.
Unfortunately,
it already has in several places.
I mean,
Mother Mary, comfort me. Mother Mary, comfort me. I mean, you know, I actually said a Hail Mary the other night. Now I'm talking to the guy.
That'll never hurt you.
I actually said a Hail Mary the other night and said, listen, you climb out of that Sky God region and get over here. Your people need you. So I figure I got to toot my horn. I'll Hail Mary. Hail Mary.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not going to be judgmental or bash you for that at all. And you know, I think we all need
I also call
healing prayer spiritually. I don't care
about
Isis. Isis, right.
Energy matters. Energy matters because, and Jack knows this, he has a spiritual nature. He knows when he goes to church and he puts himself in commitment to that spirit, it is with him while he's
absolutely
in church. And he takes it home in his back pocket.
And you know, whether it's prayer or it's just silent reflection, whatever it is, some kind of meditation, it is healthy and it's wonderful and it always ends up good. So that's I'd highly recommend it to anybody.
It's self-psychology, honey. That's my BS. Self-psychology. And, you know, I have a lot of Jewish friends, especially women who've gone very goddess, but they still consider themselves Jews. And they have a whole litany of prayers to the mothers of their tribes.
Yeah.
And these are archetypal energies that we can turn to and find within ourselves, awaken in ourselves to make us, you know, better at handling this moment. Because that's what we're doing. We're talking to our inner self and we're saying, and we're also sending it out. But we're also talking to ourselves and saying, hey, look, you know, look in the mirror. I look in the mirror. I've gone through some really scary times in my life when I didn't know what was coming next. And I went in the bathroom, I looked in the mirror, and I said to that little girl inside me, it's okay, Gwen. You're going to get through this, and I have your back. And if that's what you have to do right now to get through, it works. You think of the children out there who are looking at their parents right now wondering why.
Wow. Oh, God. Such injustice. I tell you, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. The hatred and the cruelty that is being practiced legally takes your breath away.
Think of the women. Think of the women and the men who are at home with a domestic abuser right now who's drinking.
Oh, God. It's pathetic, yeah. That's a whole other topic.
There is a darkness covering this planet. You don't need a dystopian movie right now.
Right.
You don't need it. But the bright light that stands right beside it and shines on it makes it nothing but shadow. That's who the good people of this planet are. And there are more good people.
Yes, there are.
More good people, kind people, than there are bad people.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
It's just, it's. You think Donald Trump wakes up every morning glad to greet the morning? Do you think
he's miserable?
He's a miserable human being. Very many, and you can say, well, he doesn't even know it because he's a narcissist. Don't you bet on that in your last dollar? They know.
I think he's mentally ill. I really think he is mentally ill in the biggest possible way, and he's a detriment to everybody but himself. Even to himself.
And it amazes me that with all this, Mike Pence still keeps his mouth shut and goes along. It amazes me. You know,
yeah,
it makes
Pence.
A real lack of courage, you know.
Pathetic Pence.
Yep. That's a good term, pathetic Pence.
I like that.
Pathetic Pence.
Prosthetic. I saw...
Like an appendage.
I saw him... A prosthetic appendage. I saw him on Chuck Todd this morning on the Meet the Press.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see. I figured there wouldn't be any White House on it. So I came in and he was talking. He was Mike Pence was talking, and I was like, I had my cup of coffee. I had to get myself situated. So I'm listening to it. And I went off like a Roman rocket. My sister came out. She had a friend on the phone. They're both laughing at me because I'm screaming so loud at this guy. And Debbie says, you know, even the neighbors know who you like for politics.
There you go.
Well, I've always said to people that I was a good boy. I never used the F word. Now I use it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was my influence on you, Professor, and I'm going to apologize to your mother when I see her in due time. I led you astray.
Yeah, my mother.
I have to take full responsibility.
My mother only used the word friggin'. She would say, and it took a lot for my mom to say friggin'.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like the last 7 years she was alive, she discovered the word fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't use it often. But when she did, it boomed, you know, it really landed. So
well, I've often said my television, if it keeps a record of everything I say, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so that's a thing you want to watch out for.
Yeah.
I have to forgive myself for even like the comments I made earlier on the show. I do not wish anybody, any human being, any kind of physical harm or mental harm. I really don't. Not my heart of hearts. But, you know, I have to sit down before I go to sleep. I have to sit and think about it and say, you're going to forgive yourself for giving into the darkness.
Well,
you know,
got to vent once in a while, too, and sometimes it comes out in a negative form, and
you
that's human.
You're goddamn right, honey.
It's
you're
only human.
You're goddamn right you do. Yeah.
Well, one thing, instead of wishing harm, which you shouldn't, just wish for divine intervention is my line, and you've been using it on Facebook.
I like that a lot. I like that very much. I like that very much,
well,
Ron.
my thoughts on divine intervention I have to forgive myself for, too, because... I would see them blown to smithereens. I'd see them dusted off the planet. And that's how you feel in the moment. and then you sit down and regroup and you realize that, well, what would that fix? It wouldn't fix anything unless people realize the wrongness.
Right.
And I guess that's where we're at, gentlemen.
And that's what we got to do. That's our duty. That's our duty.
Yeah, but one of the problems is
that
if something happens to the president now, certainly by somebody's deeds, then they would make him a martyr. So that's the problem. That would not be good.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
One thing.
And even if he died naturally, it would still look like, oh, he was a victim of all the attacks on him, blah, blah, blah. That's what they would say. So that's the problem.
But, you know, I think once he is vanquished, and he will be vanquished, he will be thrown out of the White House, literally. Not literally, but figuratively. And once that happens, every day going past there, he will be just a bad memory in the distance, and he'll be something that future presidents will avoid at all costs, his behavioral aspects, all of those things.
Well, he's number 44 out of 44, and he's not going up.
He'll be the classic bad example that nobody will ever want to emulate. And that's
right.
Probably,
and in the future, he'll go down because
after
the next president, he'll be 45, and then he'll be 46, and then he'll be 47, et cetera.
You know, that's probably the
Joe
only good
Biden
thing that could come out of that horrible misadministration.
Yes.
Well, Joe Biden is going to have to do this. He's going to have to ask the women from the reservation who are in Congress now to bring their chiefs, their medicine people in, and when they go to enter the White House, it has to be cleansed and saved.
There you go.
And prior to that, they should send a crew in to clean the place up. I mean, really clean the place
up. Absolutely, yep.
But because of COVID, yes, because they've taken
get rid of every molecule of Trump.
I sent someone with a black light to look for any kind of semen and fecal stains that they smear on the walls.
There you go.
Yeah, I found it interesting. I found it interesting that Warren was asked if she would be willing to be Joe's vice president. She didn't pause. She said yes immediately, and I think she stunned Rachel Maddow. She was so quick to say yes.
Yes, she did.
But here's the truth. If he did pick her, he'd be smart, too, because she can marshal a recovery quicker than anybody else I've read her plans. I've read her plans, and I've heard her speaking about what she would do right away. And I believe that she would make things happen in a quicker, more slick fashion that would get things done as quickly as possible.
You know,
and
we are blessed right now. We are blessed with a plethora of wonderful vice presidential candidates, women,
yes,
black and white, across the board. We are so blessed right now.
Yeah. Only thing I worry about Warren is that her age, being in the 70s, would have the oldest ticket ever of two people in their 70s. That's the only thing I worry about.
Pretty youthful, though, man. She's got a lot of bounce in her step.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about that a bit. In fact, if anything should prove anything to you guys, fate, destiny, and guidance from on high should be pretty clear to everybody about right now. We have only 2 minutes, gentlemen.
Yeah, only 2 minutes left. It's been a great discussion anyway.
Yes. Very good today. Well, Jack Jodell here. You can see me at the Saturday Afternoon Post. I write in there at least twice a week, and trying to keep this thing going here. So, and keep going, everybody. Let's be positive, and let's make sure that we're on top of things here.
Yeah, and I'm Ron Feynman, ProgressiveProfessor.com, and also HistoryNewsNetwork.org under my name, Ronald L. Feynman.
And I am the Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. Check me out there.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being with me today. And this show has been brought to you by DaughtersOfISIS.com. DaughtersOfISIS.com, and you can get our Thieves Blend there. I have very, very reasonable and special packages up for people to make it affordable. Also, everybody, think about being kind as you can to everyone around you, but mostly be kind to yourself right now, because we need to nurture ourselves. We need to keep
pushing
ourselves
forward.
The most holy.
Keep pushing forward.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
Everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. We will be back next Sunday. Thank you, gentlemen.